Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Yell Less, Love More as a Parenting Guide and Memoir by Sheila McCraith, also known as the Orange Rhino, built around her effort to stop yelling at her four young sons. The book grows out of a personal challenge she began, after feeling embarrassed by her own loss of temper and deciding to go a full year without yelling. Rather than offering a theory-heavy parenting system, it combines candid personal reflection with short, practical sections that readers can apply in daily family life. The book is organized as a 30-day style guide with accessible steps, alternative responses, and summaries of common triggers. Its purpose is not to claim that parents should never raise their voice, but to help them move away from habitual, reactive yelling and toward calmer, more deliberate communication. That makes it both a self-help resource and a highly personal account of change inside ordinary family stress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Orange Rhino Challenge turns self-control into a concrete daily practice. The book is built around a simple but demanding promise: stop yelling for a set period and treat each setback as part of the process. That structure matters because it turns an abstract goal into a measurable behavioral challenge. Instead of asking parents to become perfect, McCraith asks them to notice each moment they are about to react and to practice restraint repeatedly. The 30-day format reinforces this idea by breaking a large emotional problem into smaller, manageable units. Readers are not asked to overhaul every aspect of parenting at once. They are invited to work on one behavior, track it honestly, and keep going after mistakes. This gives the book a practical rhythm that distinguishes it from more general parenting advice. The central lesson is that change comes through repetition, observation, and persistence, not through shame or a dramatic personality shift. Secondly, the book reframes yelling as a trigger-based response rather than a parenting identity. A major contribution of the book is its focus on triggers. McCraith does not treat yelling as a fixed trait or a sign that a parent is simply bad at parenting. Instead, she examines the conditions that make yelling more likely, such as stress, overload, frustration, and repeated conflict patterns. This is important because it shifts the reader from guilt to analysis. Once a parent can identify predictable triggers, the problem becomes more addressable. The book repeatedly encourages awareness of the moments when anger begins to rise, which makes regulation possible before the reaction becomes explosive. This trigger-based approach also explains why the book feels realistic. It does not assume parents can stay calm in every situation through willpower alone. It recognizes that behavior is shaped by context, and that reducing yelling requires understanding the situations that reliably pull a parent off balance. That perspective gives the book practical credibility and keeps it grounded in everyday family life. Thirdly, alternative responses matter because the book replaces impulse with usable scripts. The book is especially useful because it does not stop at telling readers what not to do. It offers a large set of alternatives to yelling, including brief pauses, counting backward, stepping away, changing perspective, and using a firmer but controlled tone when needed. This matters because reactive anger often wins when there is no prepared substitute. McCraith's methods give parents something specific to do in the heat of the moment, which is more helpful than vague advice to stay calm. The alternatives are also flexible, which fits real parenting conditions. Some moments call for physical separation to regain composure, while others only require a reset in tone or mindset. The book's value lies in this menu of responses. It acknowledges that parents need options that can be used immediately, without elaborate preparation. In that sense, the book functions less like a lecture and more like a toolbox for interrupting escalation before it damages the relationship between parent and child. Fourthly, its tone is non-judgmental and memoir-driven, making the advice more believable, unlike many parenting books that sound prescriptive or corrective. This one is shaped by personal disclosure. McCraith writes as a mother who struggled publicly and felt ashamed of it, so the book does not assume a detached expert position. That approach lowers resistance in the reader, especially for parents who already feel embarrassed about yelling. The memoir-like structure is not decorative. It is part of the book's method. By showing her own setbacks, frustration, and gradual progress, McCraith makes the challenge feel attainable rather than morally loaded. This is one reason the book has appealed to readers who want empathy rather than judgment. The emotional honesty also helps explain why the book is remembered not just for its tactics, but for its voice. It presents change as a process of learning and self-observation, not a quick fix. That combination of vulnerability and practicality gives the book an unusual place in the parenting genre, where advice often lacks personal realism. Lastly, the book recognizes that calm parenting is not passive parenting. One of the book's most important nuances is its distinction between yelling and effective firmness. McCraith does not argue that all loudness is harmful, or that parents should never show strong authority. In dangerous situations, she accepts that a sharp, urgent response may be necessary, What she resists is uncontrolled yelling that comes from anger and leaves a child feeling hurt rather than guided. This distinction makes the book more credible than simplistic anti-yelling advice. It respects the fact that parenting often requires boundaries, speed, and clear correction. The goal is not emotional suppression, but more deliberate regulation. That means a parent can remain firm, direct, and protective without becoming verbally explosive. This matters because many readers may worry that reducing yelling will weaken discipline. The book answers that concern by showing that calmness and authority can coexist. Its deeper argument is that parents do not have to choose between gentleness and control. They can practice both at once through intentional communication. In conclusion, Yell Less, Love More is best suited for parents who recognize that yelling has become a habit and want a realistic way to change it. It will be most useful for readers who prefer practical, emotionally honest guidance over theory-heavy parenting models. The book offers immediate value through its short chapters, trigger awareness, and concrete alternatives to reacting in anger. It also gives something less common in the parenting category, a vulnerable account of change that does not pretend the process is smooth or instant. That honesty makes the advice more believable, especially for readers who have already tried and failed to stay calm. Compared with similar books, it stands out because it is both a memoir of personal transformation and a usable daily guide. It does not merely argue that parents should yell less. It shows how a parent built a structure for doing so in real family life. For readers looking for a compassionate, non-judgmental approach to communication and self-regulation, it remains a distinctive and practical choice. If you would like to support Sheila McCraith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.